I suppose you're wondering why I kept you after class, Are you thinking about protesting, arguing with your teacher? I wouldn't recommend it, sweetie. You've been a very naughty boy, haven't you? You look up at me as if you don't know what you've done. But it's so very, very clear that you don't focus at all in class. I ask a question and you're completely distracted. Like your mind is somewhere else, or you've lost it completely. Is that it? Lost your little mind? That won't do at all. There are so many important things I can teach you. But first of all, I want you to relax a little. You're awfully tense, and I know you and I here alone. It must be a little intimidating, but I do want the best for you. I want you to stop being so naughty and be a good boy for me. Doesn't that sound much better? You could stop being distracted in class, start focusing on all the things I tell you, and become a really good boy for me, a teacher's pet. Every morning you could bring me an apple and then sit and listen to my every word. Let my voice fill your mind with everything you need to know. But first, I need to understand why you're distracted. Now I know how boys think, and I am... Well, I'm told I'm quite easy on the eye. But I need to understand exactly what about me makes you feel, oh, so distracted. Is it my feet? My black kitten heels? My long legs and black tights? Or is it the way my skirt is just a little too short for the job? Teacher can be naughty too, sweetie. Maybe it's my pert little behind the skirt. It's probably too tight too. What do you think? Stay focused on me now. Don't get too distracted. Or my chest just straining to escape my blouse. If I just open a button or two, I'd pop right out of it. And you keep letting your eyes wander up to my soft red lips. Is it them? You want a kiss from teacher? You want me to plant one on your forehead and say, good boy? No, sweetie. But it might just be my eyes, big and blue, behind my glasses. Is it teacher's eyes? Do they take all your focus staring into them? I can tell from your reaction that it's definitely me. Very naughty boy. But that's okay, because we can take all that misdirected energy and focus it on what matters. Working hard for me. Do you understand, my love-struck little student? Of course you do. Teacher is so much smarter than you. Teacher knows what's best for you, okay? You're going to be a good boy for me and do whatever it takes to catch up on all that work you've missed out on. We just need to find a way to stop you getting so distracted. So shut your eyes. Nice, sweetie, I wasn't asking. Obey your teacher. Good boy. You like that, don't you? You like it when I call you a good boy. Well, I'll say it a lot more if you do what I tell you. So keep those eyes shut and imagine for me. Imagine me, your sexy teacher, leaning down over your desk and pulling my glasses down. You probably look straight down my blouse. See the edges of my lacy red bra, my deep, inviting cleavage. But you feel my hand on your chin, pulling your gaze up. Look into my eyes. Look deep into my eyes. And you can feel the power that they have immediately. The sudden weakness you feel for me. For your beautiful teacher. So high above you. So smart and seductive. You're nothing but a silly little boy. Staring into my eyes and they captivate you. Enrapture you. You can't help yourself. You find yourself staring deeper and deeper and deeper. It's like a force pulls your gaze. Locks your eyes on mine. You can't think. You can barely blink. You're totally enthralled by your teacher and the feeling of her hand on your chin, her red nail digging just a little into the skin. It feels electric. You can't help yourself. You start to get aroused. You start to think of my legs and my chest and my feet and my long hair. Most of all, my eyes. You can't resist me. Can't think of anything but me. You want to be my good boy. You need to hear me say that. It makes you even more horny than you already are every single time I say it. Your cock twitches when you hear it. Good boy. You want nothing more than to hear me keep saying that. You'd do anything. So when I snap my fingers, you're going to fall into a deep trance. Because that's what a good boy would do, isn't it? Good boy. Falling down for me. Dropping down for teacher. Falling under my spell. Letting my words bring you down as you embrace the mindless bliss of trance. You're my good boy, aren't you? You can say yes, miss, when I ask a question. So let's try that again. You're my good boy, aren't you? That's a good boy. Teacher is proud of you for finally listening. All it took was me hypnotizing your weak little mind into obeying me. So simple. So easy. Just a good boy for me. Brainless and ready to obey, aren't you? Good boy. Teacher is going to make sure you're always obedient and attentive in class from now on. We need to make sure you're very obedient. And the best way to do that is to create a simple association. Obedience to teacher and pleasure. So when I snap my fingers, you're going to take out your cock and start stroking it for teacher. Do you understand? Good boy. That's right. Slowly up and down for teacher. Thinking about my ass as I write on the chalkboard. Now that would usually distract you, but from now on, you're going to pay close attention. You're going to be a teacher's pet for me. When you get aroused in class, you're going to remember that you want to be a good boy, and you're going to pay attention to my lesson. Because obedience is pleasure. Listening to teacher, learning from her, it makes you so horny. You're such a good boy, listening to my every word now. And every time you do as I say, every word you pay attention to only makes you feel better. Okay, you can stroke faster now. Just a little faster. Feel the pleasure of obeying me. You'll love to obey me, don't you? Say yes, miss. Good boy. That's right. You know now that obeying and listening to me feels so much better than trying to sneak glances at me and getting distracted. You know now that it feels better just to let yourself stare, to focus on me, to become hypnotized by my chest and legs, by the click of my heels as I walk around the room. Every thought of me, your teacher, makes you a better student. Because the more you want me, the more you want to listen to me. The more you know you can learn from me. And the most important lesson is that teacher is always right. Teacher must be obeyed because teacher knows what's best for you. And teacher wants you to be her pet. Her teacher's pet. You'd like that, my good boy, wouldn't you? Good boy. And to become my pet, you need to do whatever I say, whatever I want. Any command I give, you follow. Do you understand? Good boy. Stroke faster. That's an order, my pet. Good boy. Doesn't that feel so good? Of course it does. Teacher says it does. And teacher knows everything. Teacher is everything. There's nothing better than listening to your teacher and stroking your cock like the obedient pet you are. So here's how things are going to be from now on. You're going to show up on time for every class. You're going to leave an apple on my desk and say thank you, miss. And I'm going to smile at you And that smile will melt your little mind into a puddle of devoted mush. I'm the sexiest woman you've ever seen. My good boy. And you'd do anything to please me. Because teacher is perfect. Teacher is gorgeous. Don't you think? Good boy. I love obedient pets. They're so good to have around. So obedient and enslaved. It's wonderful to be that good for your teacher. Make sure you do all your work. Maybe I'll even let you stroke yourself stupid while you do your homework for me. But only if you're very good. But now, just stroke faster for teacher. Good boy. Make it feel so good as you imagine my breasts in front of your face while I grade your work. Imagining me nibbling a pencil between my red lips, my tongue licking from my mouth now and then as I start to soak on it. Stroke faster with that image in your mind. My mouth wrapped around that pencil, soaking gently on it. Feels so good. My long brown hair spilling onto my shoulders. My eyes shut as I soak harder on it. Stroke it harder, sweetie. Be my good boy, my teacher's pet. I want you to come for me, my pet. I want you to coat the bottom of your desk with gum. A little puddle of pleasure, all for your teacher. But only when I give you permission. Beg for it. Beg teacher for permission. Good boy. Keep going. Yes, a good boy. You're leaking for me, sweetie. That's right. Keep begging, keep pleading. You need to come for teacher. You need it so badly. You need to spill that little worship bottle for your perfect, sexy teacher. Like the good little teacher's pet that you are. Say, please, teacher, let me come. Good boy. Now say, I am your teacher's pet. Aw, good boy. So cute. The next time I call you a good boy, you're going to explode for me, okay? Your cock is going to erupt uncontrollably. And you'll know that you'll always be my teacher's pet. Are you ready? Good student. Almost. Keep leaking. Keep it on edge like a good attentive pet. Oh, I bet that's a little bit frustrating. Are you thinking about my legs? They look so good, don't they? And my ass. All my students stare. They all go home and stroke for me, but you're here with me. Aren't you the best teacher's pet? Aren't you such a good, obedient pet? You are, aren't you? Say it. Say you're my obedient teacher's pet. That's right. You're such a good boy. Good boy. Explode for me. Let yourself go. Become the teacher's pet you always should have been. Think of my perfect body as you let yourself come for teacher. Good boy. Such a good boy. Making such a mess for your sexy teacher. Unable to resist me. Good boy. Now, relax and enjoy the blissful feeling, my good boy. Take your time and awaken whenever you're ready. The classroom is yours to rest in, all alone. Until next class, my pet.